Peace be with you from our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I will read from the book of Psalms, Psalm 73, beginning with verse 22 to verse 28. The words are as follows. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a historical day for me. For 50 years ago, almost to this day, I was able to come to live here into this community. And since then, I have worked in many duties. And the time that I spent here in this locale, this was a time of trials and joys. And I, together with my family, was able to live here. I was living here with the brothers and sisters in this area. I never thought back then that I would ever be here at this kind of an occasion, that the kingdom of God is here bringing its greetings to the people in this location. For this reason, it is so important that God, through His kingdom, is here in the middle of the dark world, inviting those who still want to walk the road of peace. Let us, for a moment, look at this text. This is a psalm. This was about 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. And this is the Psalm of Asaph. Asaph, Ethan, and Eman were serving, and it looks like Asaph played a large part in these psalms here. And when Asaph looked around in the time that he was living, he saw a lot of the same things that we see today. People collect material things. They seek glory and acceptance from other men. And if we think for a moment, what is it that Asaph saw? In the beginning of the psalm, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. And all the people come around them. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. As we look at this psalm of Asaph, we notice that the heart of Asaph was quite bitter. He was a believing man. We remember the sin that we have all inherited, the sin that we inherited from the first human couple. As they fell, tempted by the enemy of the soul. And so envy was around in the world. Envy, it travels very near, even us. When we look from eyes of faith, when our eyes of faith become dim, it brings about a lot of challenges. The enemy of the soul is very clever. He tells us to break the borders, break our limits, and seems to harden our hearts and seems to say, look how it is in the world. And when our conscience becomes numb and we do this and that, and little things grow into big things, and the enemy of the soul tells us that you can't tell anybody about that. And we fall into these dangers. And these are the same times that Asaph lived in. And then we bring this comparing. The enemy of the soul would have us always compare and this affects our lives. And Asaph also says that, isn't it all for nothing that I try to live a good life and those others, they do whatever they want. It was a difficult issue for Asaph. This bitter heart, if we let bitterness live in our heart, the end result may be that our entire life will be shipwrecked. The joy in our life will diminish, and we begin to just see all the faults in the people around us. And we may get the feeling and the thoughts that we should go for a little while outside the kingdom to see what we can find there. The enemy of the soul is very clever. Asaph also seemed to cherish material things. We remember the teachings of the Bible, how God of heaven is the giver of all gifts. Not only the gift of life, but also any and all gifts that you or I have ever received. When we look from that perspective, when God sent the first human pair outside of paradise to go live in the world, He blessed them before they left. He gave them the task to harvest the world and protect the world, or the earth, and the kingdom of God was in their hearts, and their duty was quite large. We also, through faith, understand that God, the Heavenly Father, has given to each one of us a duty. We should take care of our temporal duties, but above all, we should take care of our eternal duties, as God has made it clear that one day our temporal life will be over. And one day we will be before the judge. And for this reason, it is important to take care of your eternal life. This is a matter of life and death. Even if the enemy of the soul offers some other option, we remember, as an example, a servant of the Old Testament, Jacob, how at one time he forgot who it was that is the giver of gifts. He left the house of Laban where he had and he went out on his own. In the house of Laban, Jacob had been richly blessed, and yet he left that place quietly without telling Laban that he was leaving. A few days later, Laban found out that Jacob, with his family, had left without saying goodbye, and so he went after them and found them in the mountains of Gilead. Laban went to tell Jacob that you should never leave without saying goodbye with love. And in that situation, Jacob was very angry, and he said that it was my work through which you got all those riches. So even then, Jacob, who was a believer, he forgot who was the giver of gifts. It is the God of heaven. And Jacob, before he met his brother, he had to struggle. The book of Moses, Genesis, tells us that Jacob, when we have our sins forgiven, we have peace with God, and our own boastfulness falls away, and we receive the gospel and the blessing of God, and we understand that God is the giver of life and the giver of all gifts. And only after this, Jacob was able to see Esau. Is it a sin for a person to be successful? Can we make this conclusion? No, we cannot. We know that even in the commandments it says, honor thy mother and thy father, that you may live long on the earth. And we wish for peace and successfulness for everyone. And we don't believe that successfulness is a sin, but we know that God will give each person that which he or she needs. God calls us and tells everyone to seek out the kingdom of God and its love. Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of the word, we have this beautiful day here to live. This day is a gift from the God of heaven to you and me. Yesterday went. Tomorrow we know nothing about. We have this day, you and I. We remember Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Where is your treasure? Your heart is there. If this world is our treasure, then we live and are too attached. But if our treasure is in heaven, then our treasure is in heaven. And that is a treasure that even thieves cannot steal. So the Word of God always tells us to live our lives in such a way that our gaze is fixed on the heavenly home. And the Bible tells us that we should live in such a way that eternal life would always be our goal. Then, as we were talking about Asaph, is envy only a sin of the time of Asaph? Or does envy exist even today? We remember that we are flesh and blood. And we are, with this inherited sin, making journey and traveling. It is in our flesh and blood. And especially when we have challenges, we know the challenges, they affect us. We know that our health is one of our greatest temporal gifts. And if we look at brothers and sisters, and if we are older and we see people around us, they are healthy and they can move around and they're active, and perhaps we have health issues, it may make us think that what have I done that God has given me this challenge. We remember, dear brothers and sisters, that in our lives there are many challenges. There are problems of all kinds. We have to remember that God does not tease anyone, but He does allow certain things to happen at certain times so that we are able, and He is able, to see what is the way that we choose to travel. Is our gaze to the outside of the kingdom of God, or do we wish to travel within the kingdom of God? And is our gaze fixed on our eternal home? The Bible teaches us that God does not intentionally tease His children. And Asaph here in this text says that he began to examine he was able to see things in a new light when he was able to return to the kingdom of God. We remember, dear brothers and sisters, Jesus, in His most well-known speech, the Sermon on the Mount, He said, "Seek out the kingdom of God. When you do this, all other things will be given unto you." Jesus teaches us to be content even in the middle of temptations and problems, and not to compare our lot with other people's, just to be content And Aesop said, "So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory." My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Aesop was able to experience that he have such an experience that he was able to find his way back to the unity of the kingdom of God. And so his perspective on life in his heart, it changed completely. He saw that his bitterness earlier This bitterness will take a person to doom. Bitterness must be fixed. So Aesop here rejoiced that he was able to live near God and God would hold his hand. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. We remember also from the Sermon on the Mount, look at the flowers in the field. We have been able this summer to look at the flowers in the field. God takes care even of those flowers, and look at the birds of heaven, how God even takes care of them. And also of you. Jesus, through his Sermon on the Mount, he gives us comfort that we should rejoice for each day, rejoice for all the things that we receive. He gives us goodness. Aesop said that he was envious at the foolish when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. But God is with us all. And through prayers, we ask that God would protect us, that we as children would be able to make journey until the end of the days of our lives. I have been joyful walking through the service area, and I have seen that there are so many young people, and the enemy of the soul is looking and seeing how the young people rejoice. The enemy of the soul doesn't care to see this. But this is the kingdom of God in our day. You young people, your lives are before you. life seems to be offer much. The enemy of the soul may be tempting you to take a journey into the world. And he tells you that later on you can return to the kingdom of God. This is the offer of a cunning enemy of the soul. He does not tell you that coming back from the world, sometimes it's not possible unless God awakens the heart. Without this, it is impossible to return if God does not give this. We have seen so many examples, even in the Bible. And Moses also talked about trials. He talks in the Psalms 90. He talks about how the days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So we know and remember, you young people are the hope for the future. God does try each of his children of but we can find words of comfort from the Bible. How John was at Patmos. And John received the task to write the letter to the servants of the 7 congregations of Asia. And in one of the letters, there were these words. Be faithful unto your death, for I will give you the crown of life. We cannot give up. For if we do, we will not be in that group of people giving thanks one day. It is important. And Isaiah reminds us, 700 years before the birth of Christ, he says, I will lift you, I will carry you, I will save you. And I will bring you all the way home. Jeremiah, during the days of the Old Testament, just as Isaiah, he wrote when he was a prisoner in Babel, especially you young, these words are for you. I give you hope and the future. And to a child of God, Jesus gives us comfort in the Gospel of Luke. He says that our Father has a good heart and wants to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We can give thanks for one another and be joyful of our faith and be joyful that God has given us this opportunity to come to these summer services. This is the perfect gift of grace. Jesus says, I will be with you every day until the end of the world. In another place, Jesus says that not even one hair will fall from your head without my knowing that it happens. That the Father in heaven wouldn't know. Dear sisters and brothers of Zion, we have been able to rejoice and see the birds of summer. We have heard them singing on the boughs of the tree of life. We give thanks that we, as children of this kingdom, we have been able to come to this area that in the past we, the birds of heaven, there are so many names that have been used for the child of God. Even Listadius used these types of words. But dear listener, who might be far away in your home or wherever, if you have been listening to these services that began today and will continue for several days, if you have noticed that your heart and your thoughts are not on this wavelength, and if you feel that you do not have this joy, even the songwriter has come and wrote such words that even you, all of your sins, Jesus carried and gave himself on the cross. To you belongs this grace, and you can, even just by listening to this word now, take into your heart the beautiful gospel of grace. If you want to receive to your heart this, you can just now believe all of your sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ along with the other children of God and make journey towards your eternal home. You can make this trade. You can be part of this joy and see this road that would bring you to your heavenly home. Dear brother and sister, here traveling on this earth, perhaps you have come here from a place of many challenges. Some people may have health issues, and you may have felt dry. Sometimes it feels as though, do I have strength to continue and make journey, or should I give up and perhaps come back later? But you, brother and sister, you did well by coming here. We have prayed and you have come here to hear what God has to say to you. God always has good tidings and greetings, you can believe, all of your sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. God is good and merciful, and He will carry us to our eternal home. And John, he saw he saw this huge crowd of people with white gowns and asked, "Who are these people who are singing praises to the Lord?" "These are those people who washed their clothes with the blood of Jesus. They were paid for, and they are the ones who are singing songs of thanksgiving." There is a poem about John at Patmos. And in this poem, he asks, "John, did you see my face in that throng? Dear brother and sister, we are on the journey. There are many trials and temptations. But in the kingdom of God, we have endless springs of grace, and we are cared for with love and truth. And we here are given sins forgiven here in this life. For this reason, even you, dear brother or sister, who feel that you are traveling on the very edge of this kingdom, even you, if you are tired, you can believe all of your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus unto peace, freedom, and joy. And yet, brothers and sisters, I have often felt the same way as Aesop, and have felt my weaknesses, and I have fallen. Can I too believe my sins forgiven, my temptations? Beloved, I wish together with you to continue to make journey all for the days that God has planned for me. And so we remain before the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.